Moncrief on News Talk.
Recently, there was a controversy in Venice when a woman was caught scattering the ashes of a loved one into a canal, something that is expressly forbidden there. So are there rules about this sort of thing? In Ireland, Dr. Brian Casey is Visitor Centre Manager and Historian for Dublin Cemeteries Trust at Glasnevin Cemetery. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So are there regulations around this?
No, there's no regulations in Ireland about this. But very often what the process is to ask the landowner for permission, be it a local authority or a farmer or someone, to say, I want to scatter the ashes of a loved one in this particular space.
Right, that's if it's privately owned.
It is. And even for local authorities, I think the understanding is that the families will say, can I scatter the ashes of this of our loved one in this particular place?
Right, so if you were to, say, wander down the Bull Wall and scatter ashes, you'd need Dublin
you to take it. Ask for permission to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Theoretically.
Theoretically, yes.
Yeah, but I don't see guards like turning up and wrestling you to the ground.
Probably not. There's no legislation for it as well. So, I mean, I suppose in Italy, in this case we're talking about, the scattering of ashes is regulated. So this particular person, there's a whole process for the scattering of ashes in some countries that it should be the expressed wish of the deceased person and to apply to the local authority for permission, so it's documented then. So there are processes all across the world for how to do this. And
yeah,
there are different options for scattering and memorialisation, both in Ireland and across the world.
Yeah,
as well.
But particularly in Venice, of course, where they're very sensitive about the amount of tourists coming in there.
Exactly.
So, but generally speaking, what do people do with ashes in Ireland?
Well, there are a variety of options for people. There's no kind of one size fits all for people when it comes to the ashes of a deceased person. So very often what people do is they take ashes home to decide what to do next. So they're not necessarily sure what to do. Sometimes people pick a columbarium wall, which is like a niche where they put the urn of the loved one in the wall, and maybe a space for the spouse to go in as well at some point. Mm-hmm. That's one option. Another option is memorial gardens, where they can also do something similar, where they can inter the ashes in a specific place along with other cremated remains. And also family graves are a place where people inter ashes. So for example, there might be a couple, one chooses to be buried, one chooses to be cremated, and the ashes are buried in that grave when time comes for that decision to be made.
Right, okay. Yeah, you wouldn't really think of that. And are they, like, do the major religions have any view about whether you should be about cremation or not, or what you should do at that?
That's a really good question, Sean, because I think maybe an assumption that some religions are hostile to it, that's not the case. So since 1963, the Catholic Church has accepted that cremation can be a way of, instead of burying, it can be an option for people as well. The suggestion is that maybe they keep they don't scatter the remains, they keep them all together as one for religious reasons. So the Christian faiths, by and large, are not hostile to cremation. They may ask that you don't scatter the ashes. But other non-Christian religions see it as an important part of the ritual of death.
Yeah.
And of how to memorialise the dead as well. Because we have to remember that this is a part of the grieving process for families as well. This is a way of saying goodbye. Like if we're burying someone, this is another option for saying goodbye to loved ones as well.
Yeah, and in the UK they have kind of designated places to scatter ashes, is that right?
They do, they have scattering gardens and crematoria, and also an interesting anecdote for people as well is that some football grounds you can scatter the ashes. So if somebody's an obsessive Everton fan, for example, I think they can make an appointment with the stadium to scatter ashes maybe in the central circle. So somebody who's never got a chance to play football can be part of that.
Yeah.
And that's also a very important part of the grieving process, because scattering is about remembering where somebody loved that place. They wanted to have a part of who they are there. And it's not necessarily about all the ashes there, maybe it's a small bit of it as well, as part of that ritual of saying goodbye and grieving to a loved one as well.
Yeah. Now, I think probably some people who don't want to be cremated because they like the idea of having a gravestone,
mm-hmm.
and that people will come and visit that. Mm-hmm. Now, in the instance you just gave there, you'd have to buy a season ticket to Everton, which would be pretty expensive, I imagine, if you wanted to remember them that way. If somebody is cremated, is there a way to do that?
There absolutely is. So within Dublin Cemeteries Trust, in the cemeteries that are runs, Glasnevin Cemetery, Dardistown, Newlands Cross, for example, and Golden Bridge and Parmestown, there are memorial gardens and columbarium walls where people can decide whenever they are ready. That's the key thing. It doesn't have to be decided straight afterwards. It might be a few months or it might be a year or two after someone has died that they can decide, I want to have our loved one's ashes put there. But it's also a place for people, before they die, they can decide to plan their own funeral, to pre-plan this, to maybe take that burden off their family, to say, okay, I would like to have my ashes interred in a wall in Glasnevin or Golden Bridge, for example, because of its location, its proximity to maybe a family house, etc. And also because families nowadays are scattered all over the world, it maybe it's a central focal point for people to come to, birthdays, for Christmas, for certain special days, that they can come to that place. Because I think a key thing for people to remember is that having those ashes there, the cremated remains of someone, is a very important part of the grieving process, to have a physical space to go visit. Again, for special occasions, for our parents or for our brothers and sisters, to remember them for special occasions, and having that place with their name on it, on the plaque, on the columbarium wall, is part of that memorialization.
Okay, so there's something specific to them rather than it's a kind of a generic.
Exactly, so it's the person's name carved onto the wall, so it's whoever, another, or John Murphy, Mary Murphy, that, and the couples can be there as well, so you can see that. Mm. But also, I think, I suppose, with the interest in family history exploding over the last couple of decades, bear in mind the first cremation in Ireland took place in Glasnevin in 1982. So you're thinking of people
It's so recent.
It is. It really is. And also you're thinking about genealogists now, those that died in the 80s are now part of family history folklore and trees, for example. So somebody that's doing the Leaving Cert today, their great-grandfather may have been cremated in the 1980s, and they are looking for that memorial plaque, just because people go across the country to look for graves of family. And this is also an important part, to have that physical space for the family history side of things, but again, also for the generations to come to look, because I think a lot of us are interested in looking at great-great-grandfathers and grandmothers' graves as well, to say, this is part of who I am. And even that columbarium wall in Glasnevin or wherever it is part of that family jigsaw that is very important to so many people in Ireland.
And on that columbarium wall, is there any issue about space on it at the moment? Might it have to be extended?
Well, very often the columbarium niches often fit two sets of cremated remains, and people can buy them in advance for themselves. So if they want to go down and say, I like this particular location, they can buy it for themselves, or the family can pick it afterwards. So the issue is about space for that. So maybe two sets of remains can fit into it, but then other people can buy others as well. Mm. But again, people may buy a grave for the family to bury ashes, and there's no kind of limitation on that then as well. So it's about personal choice. I think people are more aware of personal choice in everything, including end of life services and options as well.
Yeah. Now, somebody wants to know, if the ashes are scattered on a family grave, can your name be added to the headstone in Dublin cemeteries?
Yes, it can be.
Yeah. My wife's uncle ended up in a compost bin accidentally at our local cemetery. I always bless myself when I pass that bin. We couldn't tell the rest of the family, so another secret to bring to our own grave.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I wonder, does that happen a lot, that people mislay them? It's hard probably to know, easy to do.
But this is where the importance of the proper interment of ashes in columbarium walls and niches and graves is important, that kind of unfortunate incident that can be very upsetting for families doesn't happen. So having, again, and I think it's about people being more aware of these options that are there, because, you know, in the United Kingdom, for example, since the 1960s, there are 300,000 sets of cremated ashes that have not been claimed by families.
Really?
There's that many there. So people don't necessarily know what to do with ashes as well. And that's where Dublin Cemeteries Trust plays a role in trying to educate the public in understanding this as well, because it's a hugely upsetting time for a family to understand. It's the last thing maybe many want to think about it. And it's about understanding, taking one's time to figure out that maybe they want to, again, if a family is dispersed all across the world, they might want to bring maybe a thimble full of ashes back to where they're from. They're living in Australia, United States, England, whatever. But again, to have that central point of grief and memorialisation and memory in the columbarium wall or memorial garden within Dublin Cemeteries Trust, etc., is an important part of that remembrance and grieving process.
There's an example there. Someone says, in of what you were talking about earlier on, about in relation to my mum is scattered on both try lines of Thomond Park. She was a huge Munster supporter. They could not have been nicer to us. My dad loves it as he watches all the games, saying, "There's your mother now. Go on, Eileen." Isn't that actually lovely?
That is lovely. And I think it's an important part of remembering people as well. Doing that as well.
Indeed. Brian, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Dr. Brian Casey there, Visitor Centre Manager and Historian for Dublin Cemeteries Trust at Glasnevin Cemetery. You are
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.